Bridgewater shotgun. Cardinals blitz a million. Bridgewater fade right into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Teddy! That goes to Rodney Smith.
Teddy Bridgewater to Rodney Smith in the deep stages of Saturday night at TCF Bank Stadium, second preseason game. They beat the Arizona Cardinals, and we have both of them here for Vikings game plan. This is the Xfinity player breakdown. Let's break down the players. Rodney Smith, wide receiver, formerly undrafted guy from Florida State. Teddy Bridgewater, first-round pick, 32nd overall from Louisville. Guys, welcome to the show, and congratulations on the victory. It's a preseason game, but you guys sure made it fun. Teddy, you first.
Thanks for having us on the show. Like I said, it was a preseason game, but it's also an opportunity for young guys like Rodney and myself to just go out there and, you know, showcase our talents.
And Rodney, you had multiple receptions on that final drive. I mean, with a minute 11 to go, the Cardinals had that weird touchdown, but they left Teddy a little too much time, a minute 11. You were all over the field on that drive.
Yeah, it was just, like you said, you know, it was just opportunity for us to go out there and, you know, showcase our talent, and we took full advantage of it.
Your second full run through with Vikings training camp, Rodney. Last year, different coaching regime. Now we got Zimmer, North Turner. Right. George Stewart, the receivers coach, still here, though. That's your common thread. What's it like for you this year, working with these quarterbacks and with this offense compared to last year?
The offense is totally different, but the quarterbacks, you know, Christian and Matt Castle were already here. And Teddy, he's made it pretty easy for us. You know, he was a first-round draft pick for a reason. So, you know, it's been an easy transition.
When you're in that situation at the end of the game, Teddy, and you've done it at Louisville, you know, with louder and bigger crowds, the place, let's say, was 60, 70% full. They were chanting Teddy. It was loud in there for a preseason game. Can you hear that and feel that, or do you just kind of get out there and let it rip at the end of the game?
Yeah, it's the end of the game, and, you know, it's a crunch time situation in the game. So you just – I try to get out there and just have fun and let it rip. You know, Coach Zimmer, he's been telling me all of last week, to just have fun, do what you do best, which is play football. So in a situation like that, you know, you have to be the eye of the hurricane. Everything can be going on around you, but as long as you remain calm, everything should play out for you.
Teddy, what was the Raiders game like for you? Your first exposure to the National Football League playing another team?
The Raiders game, it was, for one, a dream come true because I was able to play my first NFL game. But it was also a learning process and a learning experience. It was my first time playing an NFL game, so I had a lot to learn. I had a lot that I took away from that game where I was able to catch up the speed of the game as the game went on. Or, you know, I learn what it takes to game plan, you know, how a game plan is planned out going into a game. So going into that first game, it was like learning how to walk again. You know, it was the first time. But this past week, I was able to just, like I said, learn from the Oakland game and go out and play well.
And offensively in that Arizona game, a Vikings victory, undefeated this preseason at Kansas City for the third preseason game. It seemed like certainly for Matt Castle, but then into you, that the offensive coordinator opened things up a little bit, put you on some deeper drops, had some different stuff down the field for you to see and complete. Is that the case? And if so, how do you think you handled it?
Well, I think the biggest thing is Coach Turner, he does things that, you know, I'm comfortable doing. He called plays that I'm comfortable running. You know, he will never put a quarterback out there. He will never run a play that you're not comfortable with. So, you know, we rep the plays throughout the week, and we prepare for situations like the two-minute drill that we had throughout the week in practice. So, like I said, Coach Turner, he's doing a great job of just calling plays that the quarterbacks are comfortable running, and it's just been playing a huge role in our success.
Teddy, take two, went beautifully, had a couple of touchdowns, his first Allen Reisner, his second to this guy, Rodney Smith, to win the game. Your second run through a training camp, as we mentioned, from all the Vikings games, preseason games that I've seen you in, Saturday night had to be by far the most fun you've ever had in the National Football League.
Yeah, last year, fortunately, you know, I was able to get my first touchdown, you know, in the preseason game. But this one kind of, you know, took the cake, you know, just because it was a game winner. And the situation, you know, with the crazy touchdown that they had, and for us to drive down there and get the team to win, it was great.
Being in your position, compared to like a Teddy Bridgewater, where the Vikings traded to get him at the end of the first round, You're an undrafted guy from a Florida State team that went on to be pretty good. So you feel like you're on the grind every second of the day?
I'm pretty sure Teddy's on the grind too. You know, he's a first round draft pick, but at the end of the day, once you get here, we're all on the same level. You know, so it doesn't matter if you're first round draft pick or free agent. I come in to work just like everybody else and try to make a name for myself.
What's next for you, Teddy, with this Kansas City game? I would imagine Castle and the first team offense played a lot in that Arizona game. Probably would play a little more. I would imagine that would go into you. What's next for you off the Arizona game? What are you looking to do?
For me, it's just trying to build off last week's performance. And, no, I'm always trying to get better. And like I always say that, I have a lot to learn still. I have a lot of football left to learn, and I have a lot to learn still in this offense. So I'm just going to continue to go back to work this week and, you know, try to get better.